This morning we are discussing this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 9th chapter, text 11. Bhaktim muhu prabhatam toyi me prasango bhuyad ananta mahatanga malasayanam jenan jasal vanam urubhyasanam bhavabdhim nese bhavadhuna kathamritapanamatta. Translation is Dhruva Maharaj's prayer to Supreme Lord. Dhruva Maharaj continued, "O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly, as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad, to hear about transcendental qualities, pastimes, which are is eternally existent." We read Prabhupada's purport. There are three paragraphs in Prabhupada's purport, and we read two paragraphs. Third paragraph I not read, just to read it. The purport of this statement by Dhruva Maharaj is that devotional service and the association of devotees is the cause of the development of further devotional service. By devotional service only is one elevated to transcendental planet Golok Vrindavan, and there also there is only devotional service. For the activities of devotional service both in this world and in the spiritual world are one and the same. Devotional service doesn't change. The example of a mango can be given here. If one gets an unripe mango, it is still a mango, and when it is ripe, it remains the same mango. But it has become more tasteful and relishable. Similarly, the devotional service performed according to the direction of the spiritual master and the injunctions of the regulative principles of Shastra, and there is devotional service in the spiritual world rendered directly in the association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are both the same. There is no change. Difference is that one stage is unripe, the other is ripe and more relishable. It is possible to mature in devotional service only in the association of devotees. Read. So, the question is here. The purport of this statement by Dhruva Maharaj is that devotional service, the association, in the association devotee is the cause of the development of further devotional service. Bhajiva bolya se sansar bhitare bolya rahile tumi avidya rahare. Why have you come here to the material world? What purpose? Bolo.
Krishna Bhaja.
Bhajiva bolya se sansar bhitare bhulya rahile tumi avidyar bhare. You have come here to do bhajan. But you have forgotten it. Isn't it? Covered up with avidya, ignorance, you have forgotten it. Cut up in the snare of maya, that is avidya, that is nascence or ignorance, you have forgotten it. But your witnessing friend, sadhu, guru, your witnessing friend, Krishna, Sridham Sarvabhutanam, well-wishing friend, Mahaprabhu, well-wishing friend. তোমার লইতে আমি হইন অবতার, আমার বিনা বন্ধু আর কে আছে তোমার? For you I come here. Who is your friend but me? Who is your well-wisher friend? Never wishes any evil. He says this thing. ভজিব বলিয়া সে সংসার ভিতরে ভুলিয়া রহিলে তুমি অবিদ্যার ভাবে। You have come here to do bhajan. Krishna bhajan, Hari bhajan. But you have forgotten it. Therefore, you are doing maya bhajan. Isn't it? You have become maya das. Isn't it? You have become das of your senses. That is maya das. But you are Krishna das. For that purpose you have come here and you have forgotten it. Therefore you have been suffering. Your well-wishing friend reminds you. Understand? So, bhajan, Krishna bhajiva. Krishna bhakti vina sa mithyaya sansare. Do you understand? Krishna bhakti vina sa mithyaya sansare. You understand me? Everything is false here, but Krishna bhakti. Janam loiche Krishna bhakti kori bare. To develop Krishna bhakti, to do Krishna bhajan, Hari bhajan. Everything is false here in this material world, but Krishna bhakti. How can one develop Krishna bhakti? How can develop Krishna bhakti? Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangina parijayate. Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangina parijayate. If you do bhakta sangha, sadhu sangha, vaishnava sangha, association of vaishnava, sadhu, devotees, you will develop bhakti. No other means is there to develop bhakti. So sadhu sangha is the only boon. Dullabham manusa janmam. Manusya janama, human birth is really achieved birth. Do you understand? What is the purpose of this really achieved birth? Labdva sudalavidam bahusambhavante manusya murchada manitya mapiya dhira. Bhagavata repeatedly says, after undergoing lakhs, lakhs of spaces of life, one gets a chance. He gets a human birth, rarely achieved birth. You should understand this thing. But it is anitya, temporary. Very temporary, very short period. Any moment, death may come and this birth is finished. Who knows? Death may come today. No, such uncertainty is there. But it's orthodox. In very birth, this really achieved human birth, you'll develop bhakti, Krishna bhakti. That is known as supreme paramartho, fifth paramartho, fifth purusartho, eva dharma, artho, kam, mukhya, four purusarthos. Because only by bhakti you can understand Supreme Lord Krishna and get Him. Without bhakti, Krishna is not available. Do you understand? The purpose of this realized bhakti is develop bhakti. Huh? Understand? And without the association of bhaktas, vaishnavas, sadhus, nobody can develop bhakti. So sadhu sangha, association of sadhus is only boon. Dhruva Maharaj begs for that boon. Prahlad Maharaj begs for that boon. Prithu Maharaj begs for that boon. Pracheta has begged for that boon. Oh, great personalities. They only beg for one boon, that is salvation from the Lord. Nothing else. Sriman Bhakti is Durlava. Bhagavata repeatedly says, 11th canto, 10th canto, 7th canto, you'll find. Kumar Asarsi Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatani Yo Durlavam Manusam Janmam Tadapi Adhruvam Arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj's statement. Durlavam Manusam Janmam Tadapi Adhruvam Arthadam. Manus Janma, human what? Really acid what? Durlava. But Arthada, Adhruva, temporary, for a short time. It is there, any moment death may come, bath may be finished, but it is arthada. In this very bath, realized bath, one can develop Krishna bhakti, thereby get Krishna. And without the association of bhakta, vaishnava, sadhu, nobody can develop bhakti. Therefore, to meet a sadhu is more rare. Man, bhakti is really acid. A meeting with a sadhu is much more rare incident. Understand? Durlaho manuso deho dehi naam kshana bhangura tatrapi durlamanne vaikuntha priyadarshanam. 11th canto. Bhagavatam says, Durlava manusa deho dehinam kshana bhangura. Repeatedly, sir. Not once, twice. Repeatedly. Durlava manusa deho. Human body, human birth, rarely achieved birth. Dehinam kshana bhangura. Kshana bhangura. Any moment, it may finish. Death may come. Tatrapi dullamanni vaikuntha priyadarshan. Do you understand? More rare, much more rare, is to see a vaikuntha priya, that means sadhu. Yes. Understand? Tatrapi dullamanni vaikuntha priyadarshan. Yes. Sadhu samagama, arrival of a sadhu, meeting a sadhu, association with a sadhu, much more rare incident. That is said, yes. Because only with sadhu sangha we will develop bhakti, then we can achieve the goal of our life. And very easily we can cross the dreadful ocean materialistic existence. Dhruva Maharaj say, therefore he begs for that word. Understand? Bhakti janma mula hoye sadhu sangha. Understand? Krishna bhakti janma mula hoye sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme teha punya puna mukhya anga. Mahaprabhu's statement. Krishna bhakti janma mula hoye sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme tiham puna mukhya anga. Sadhu sangha is the root cause for the development of Krishna bhakti. Understand? If you are so fortunately, those are fortunate, bhagyavan jiva. Not ill-fated, unfortunate. Bhagyavan jiva. Those are very fortunate. They do sadhu sangha. You understand? Krishna prema janme tiha puna mukhya anga. By the develop the association sadhu and develops bhakti and constantly associate, always associate, always remain in the association sadhu, then you are protected, Baba. Secure, protected, Yeah. Because sadhu means he is carrying Krishna in his heart. Krishna de tomar, Krishna didebar, tomar sugudiyachi. Ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna bali dhaita bopajpa. Isn't it? Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna is yours. Yes. You can give me Krishna. I want it. One who carries Krishna in his heart. His heart is Vrindavan. This was Dhruva Maharaj's statement says, those sadhus' heart is pure and contaminated, constantly flowing from the heart, rikatha, like a flowing river, in season and flow. Such association required. One who is very fortunate and remains always in the association, so sadhu, he remains with Krishna. He is protected. He is secure. He gets so much strength. Spiritual strength, Baba. Yes. And Mahaprabhu, therefore, always in association. It's not that it's finished. I got bhakti, it's finished. No, you'll lose it. Always remain. Therefore, last paragraph, Prabhupada purport says, always remain. More elevated sadhu, more elevated sadhu, then bhakti will be ripened. Released. Otherwise, unripe mango. He gave example. Material world in unripe. Go to spiritual world, same bhakti, but ripened. Releasable. Prema bhakti, that is releasable. So Mahaprabhu said, Krishna bhakti janma mula hoi sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janmi tiha puna mukhya anga. The premi bhakta, who is a premi bhakta? With prema, develop prema, and with love of, the rope of love, bound Krishna is heart. Krishna becomes submitted to a premi bhakta. Preme Krishna vaso hoy preme tare bhaji. Krishna becomes submitted to love. Preme priti, preme thakur. Krishna is deity, the object of love. And your bhajan should be done with love and affection. Otherwise that not bhajan. Krishna prema janne. Goal is Krishna prema. Love of Krishna. That is mukhya anga, that is chief limb. Understand? Abhidheya tattva. Here also is quoted, first paragraph, sadang prasangan mamavijyat sambhido bhavati hrutakarna rasayana katha tajjasanad asu apavarga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati 325-25. Kapila deva statement, Lord Kapila. You found? Yes.
In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. Thereafter, he is freed and his attraction is fixed. Then, real devotion and devotional service begin.
Begins then. Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti. First develop Shraddha, hearing from Sadhu. You'll develop Shraddha, faith. Shraddha means faith. Unflinching faith, strong faith. Words of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. First requisite is Shraddha. Then continue your association and hear, continue in hearing. Thereby further development of bhakti. Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti. Then comes Rati, attraction. Krishna Katha, Ruchi. Develop taste for Krishna Katha. Whose soul is hungry, food is Krishna Katha. You run, I am hungry, where is food? Where is Krishna Katha? Isn't it? Then Rati. Rati means Ruchi, Asakti, attachment. Bhakti means prema, bhakti, goal. Yes. In associate sadhu, gradual development will be there. That is yes. Yes. Mahaprabhu set up that example. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he set up that example. He is a practical teacher. In Jagannath Puri, when you are staying, taking your sannyas, what he was doing? He was always with two, always with the very intimate devotees like Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rai Ramananda. Yes, Mahaprabhu was always staying. Very intimate devotees like Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda. Thereby he has set up that example. Yes, always stay. The association of such great elevated devotees. Premi bhaktas. Otherwise, how can you develop Krishna bhakti and I can make advancement, development, and last goal of prema, how can we reach? Not possible. You know, samya hoita hoy bodo bhakta pada. Isn't it? Krishna is Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matta parataram nanyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya. He says, nobody is superior to me. But Krishna samya hoite hoy bodo bhakta pada. Mahaprabhu said, my bhakta, they are greater than me. Yes. Krishna samya hoite hoy bodo bhakta pada. Yes. Nobody will be equal to Krishna. But if you, one becomes very dear devotee of Krishna, he becomes greater than Krishna. Krishna makes him greater. Yes. Yes. Because in form of Mahaprabhu, Krishna is doing bhakta sangha. Understand? Understand? Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is doing bhakta sangha. He is, always remains in the association of very intimate devotees. Thereby he has set up example. You have to do like that. Thereby says, my bhakta is greater than me. Yes. Sarvadharman paitejya mamekum saranam braja. Krishna, most concluding instruction, isn't it? Most confidential instruction, last instruction here, last thing. Bandhanigal Rajya Dharma, just surrender unto me. Isn't it? How can you do it?
Can't surrender without love.
Nonsense. Love is very easy. You are loving stool. We develop love for Krishna. Mr. Bapi. Not so easy thing. Is it rolling on the street? You'll get it. Love, love, love. Love is not available in this material world. It's lost here. Isn't it? It's lost. Where is love? Rare thing, rare thing. How can you get it? Yes. Unless you associate with him, how can you surrender? All right, you may surrender, that's all right. So nobody is here, everything lost to me, my wealth is rubbed off, gone. My family members kicked me out, get out. No friend. Oh, then you surrender unto Krishna. Krishna is there, I've heard it from sadhu or heard it from shastra. Then you may surrender. But without the association of bhakta, Vaishnava, pure devotee, Krishna cannot listen to you. Never listen to you. Krishna will never submit it to you. But situated in Saranagati stage, in surrendering, per se, surrendering platform, unless you do sadhu sangha, bhakta sangha, Krishna will never listen to you. Krishna will never be submitted to you. He is wise. He is intelligent. Who remains always in sadhu sangha? Yes. Thereby, his surrender becomes what? Stronger, stronger, stronger. He becomes very strong. Nobody can shake him. Do you understand? It's not only that he will be situated in the platform of Saranagati, but in addition to that, you have to do Bhakta Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Then Krishna will be very much pleased. Very much pleased, yes. Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto says, Tava Bhagavatam Dharman Sikhyed Gurbhatma Daivata Amaye Anubhritya Jaistu Siddhatma Atmado Hari. You have?
Tava Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam Dharman Sikhyed Gurbhatma Daivata Amaye Atma Anubhritya Jaistu Said Atmado Hari. Yeah. That means Guru is very intimate devotee. Nikunjo Yino Ratikeri Siddhi. Such as Guru. Very intimate associate devotee of the Lord. One must accept Guru and from him. And accept Guru, and don't think Guru as an ordinary human being. Namartya buddhya suyata. Atajya mang vijanyam, Krishna says he's as good as me. You should think like that, and from him you should learn Bhagavata Dharma, Saranapati. How you'll surrender, he'll teach you surrender. Do you understand? Then you have to serve Guru without duplicity. Amaya anubhritya. One who does so, understand my language. One who does so, accepts the Siddha Bhakta, pure devotee of Krishna as Guru, very intimate devotee of Krishna, and never thinks Guru as an ordinary human being, and learns Saranagati from him, he teaches Saranagati and learns Bhagavad Dharma from him and serves Guru without duplicity. Hari, who is the soul of the soul, becomes very much pleased. Yes. When a person staying in the association of sadhu cultivates bhakti, understand my language. Krishna becomes so much pleased with him. Krishna becomes so much pleased with him that he is submitted to him. You understand? Yes. He gives himself to him. Allah, take me, take me. No other means is there that you will get Krishna, and Krishna will become submitted to you. And therefore, all Mahajanas All sadhus, mahajanas, they have glorified they have sung such glories of sadhu sangha, like Nartam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yes, isn't it? They have sung the glories of sadhu sangha. That's the only thing required. Otherwise, you cannot get Krishna at all. Cannot develop bhakti, and Krishna is not available to you. Yes. Those who do sadhu sangha, pure sadhu, Vaishnava, premi bhakta, association of premi bhakta, Vaishnava sangha, sadhu sangha, they can earn prema, get prema. That is durlabha sampatti, rarely achieved asset, wealth. Yes. Therefore, sadhu sangha is better than bhagavat sangha. Understand my language? Sadhu sangha is better than bhagavat sangha. Therefore, Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did sadhu sangha. Always remained association with very intimate devotees like Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar Goswami. Yes. You understand this thing. Understand?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, Mr. Dog and Hog, Bapi. Yeah. If somebody does Joshit Sangha, understand? Joshit Sangha, Joshit means woman. Understand? Weapon of Maya. Yes. Kapiladev says, Pasyam me balam maya sri majya daino disang. Pasyam me balam maya sri majya daino disang. Mother, my mother. Saying to mother, Devavati is mother. See the strength of my maya, shakti. In the form of woman. Yes. Pasyami balamaya stri majya jaino disam jakaranti bhuvikrant. Bhuvikrantam bhuri. Jumhena kevalam. Third canto. Kapala Deva advice. Yes. If you associate with the Joshit Sangha, Sri Sangha, associated with a woman, he will be captured by Maya. He will be completely deluded, moha, isn't it? Delusion is developed, understand? Similarly, if you associate with devotees, bhaktas, vaishnavas, no delusion will be there. Yes. Because you develop bhakti, pure bhakti, thereby you get Krishna. No delusion will be there. Tava dusangam sujya sasu sanje sajeta buddhiman. This instruction is there. Tada dusangam sujya sasu sajeta buddhiman. One is intelligent. Buddhiman is give up the sangha, asasangha, understand? The sangha, asasangha, and will do satsangha. Satsu sajjeta buddhiman. Who is buddhiman, intelligent? He will do satsangha, sadhu sangha. Give up asasangha, the sangha. What is the sangha? Dusanga kahiye tare atma vanchana Krishna Krishna bhakti vina onya kamana Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is dusanga. What is dusanga? What is asasanga? A person who has other desire, not desire how to get Krishna, how to get, develop Krishna bhakti. Krishna, Krishna bhakti vina unyo kamana. He has other desire, desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation. That is asat dusanga. That one is intelligent, he will give up the sangha. Give up asat sangha and satsanga, sadhu sangha, vaishnava sangha. And all the remains in the sadhu sangha, he will never be deluded at any moment, any time. And you get so strength, spiritual strength, that is not material strength. So a very strong person. Who has gotten that strength, nobody can shake him. Nobody can shake him, Baba. No? So a very strong person, yes. And all the strength one gets only in the sadhu sangha, by sadhu sangha. Yes. 10th canto Bhagavatam says, Bhava Pargo Brahmato Dada Bhavet Janasya Tarhatyuta Satsamagama Satsangamo Jarita Deva Sadgato Parabarese Toi Jayate Mati. Give up. Bhava Pargo Brahmato Dada Bhavet Janasya Tarhatyuta Satsamagama Satsangamo jarita deva sadgato parabarese tui jaya therati. When that movement comes, auspicious movement comes in the life of a fortunate person, he comes for sadhu sangha. And that is the symptom that no more material attachment will be there. His attachment to this material world is going to be completely finished, cut off. Lots of lives. He has wandered in lots of universes, material universes, lots of species of life. Now it has come to an end because he came for sadhu sangha. This is most auspicious movement. Brahmanda Bhramite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva. Most significant. Bhagyavan, fortunate Jiva gets that chance. Isn't it? Who has no Bhagya? Good fortune, how can he get it? It requires good fortune. And how many are fortunate? How many are fortunate? Isn't it? How many are adhikari for doing sadhu sangha? Understand me. Question of adhikari is there. Understand what my language? Hey. Language, understand? Adhikara? Can't understand? Can't understand? Right. English word right is only word available in English language. But that's not appropriate. But no word is available. I use it. What to do? Nothing is available. Adhikar specific word. Yes. This question of adhikar is there. Isn't it? Therefore Mahajana have discussed this topic. Adhikar. Then question of bhakti adhikar. Karmadhikar, jnanadhikar, premadhikar, bhakti adhikar. What is one's adhikar, he will act and he will get. No adhikar, how can he get? Understand? My language? Therefore in Gita, three adhikars are discussed. Karma adhikar, jnana adhikar, and last thing, bhakti adhikar or prema adhikar. Krishna discussed. Karma adhikar means varnasrama dharma. One has not developed bhakti adhikar, for him varnasrama dharma. Yes. Is karmadhikar. All right, do it for Krishna and offer the result to Krishna. This way, under guidance of a sadhu guru, gradually he may develop. That is all discussed in Bhagavad Gita. Then superior to that is jnanadhikar. The topmost is bhakti adhikar. Understand? Those are fortunate. Therefore, say Bhagyavana Jiva. Fortunate. Good fortune has arisen, they get that adhikar. They come for sadhusana. Understand? Understand? Yeah, you have to understand. Then I can say, who are that adhikar for doing sadhusana? Who are they? Huh? Who are they? Those are very humble, no pride. Understand?
Siapa mereka yang bisa melakukan sadhusana?
Dinacheta. Those who are dinacheta, those are very humble. Trunadapi sunicha. No pride, no pride.
Siapa yang bisa melaksanakan
sadhusana? They have adhikar for sadhusana. Those are very puffed up, proud. They have no adhikar for sadhusanga. They cannot get it.
Though,
sadhu may go there.
They
cannot avail that opportunity. They will leave planet. They were seen Narad, great sadhu, is moving there. But the demigods don't have that opportunity. Why? Because they are very proud, puffed up. Yes, though Narada Muni is wandering there, but they have no such good fortune. Because they are very puffed up, proud. Yes. And therefore, though such great sadhu, elevated sadhu like Narada Muni, wandering there, still they cannot have that good fortune. Those who are very humble, devoid of pride, dina cheta, they get the opportunity of sadhu sangha. And sadhus shower mercy on them. Those who are very puffed up, proud, too much attached to their home, heart, home, heart, family member, dana, jana, wealth, asset, money,
kekayaan, uang,
too much
attached dengan semua hal itu.
Those they have, as if they have signed a contract, just to stay in association of such asat vastu, temporary material things and material relations. Sadhus never go there. They have no right for sadhu sangha. They have no good fortune for sadhu sangha. So feel themselves unprotected. Understand? Understand? Those who feel themselves unprotected and those who are crying, how to get out from this dense darkness? Deep dark well, Grahandha Kupa, deep dark well of family life, family life like deep dark well, those are crying. How to be released from it? Strong shackle, do you understand? They have adhikar for sadhusana. Those are crying how to get released from this strong bondage. They get that opportunity. Sadhu sangha. When good opportune movement comes, sadhu arrives there, immediately they go to their sadhu and submit themselves at lotus feet of sadhu, surrender themselves, lotus feet of sadhu, and love and affection, serve sadhu. Yes, serve sadhu. They are at the lotus feet of sadhu. As Mahaprabhu offered prayer. Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu offered prayer. And when he met Ishwarpuri in Gaya Tirtha. Sansaro samudra hoite uddharo more. Please deliver me from this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. I completely dedicate myself, my mind, body, speech, everything at your lotus feet. I offer everything at your lotus feet. This is prayer. Those are persons. They have adhikar. They deserve mercy. They deserve mercy from sadhana. And sadhana sava mercy. And within very short time, by the mercy of sadhu, their whole life process completely changed. Mahaprabhu said, Jahare dekhile mukhe aise Krishna naam. তাহারে জানিও তুমি বৈষ্ণব প্রধান যাহারে দেখিলে মুখে আইছে কৃষ্ণ নাম Seeing whom automatically Krishna, name of Krishna is uttered. Understand me? Seeing whom, only by seeing whom, automatical name of Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He is topmost Vaishnava. He is topmost Vaishnava. Understand? Yes. Most Vaishnava. Association of Vaishnava is required. You should put firm faith and principle faith in words of sadhu. There should not be a tinge of doubt in the words of sadhu. Develop love and affection for sadhu. Doubt, love and affection. You cannot do sangha, sadhu. Because you cannot put faith in his words. Love and affection. You understand? If you have no love and affection, you can put faith in his words. You cannot surrender, then everything will be blank fire. You cannot see Lord Krishna. You cannot approach him. Do you understand? So if you cannot approach him, approach Krishna, see Krishna and get him, how can you love Krishna? Isn't it? But his dear devotee, Anugrahaya Chalanti, Bhavyani Bhutani Janardhanasya. Anugrahaya Chalanti, Bhavyani Bhutani Janardhanasya. Isn't it? Dear devotee of Janardhana, Krishna, They are wondering. So that devotee, that sadhu is wondering here in this material world. Deliver suffering jivas. Understand? महांत स्वभाव ही तारिते पामोर निज कार्य नहीं तब जाऊं तार घर दिस नेचर ऑफ ए महात्मा साधु
महात्मा साधु
तारिते पामर टू डिलीवर द पामर मस्ट डिग्रेडेड
untuk membebaskan orang yang paling jatuh di dunia material ini itulah
most degraded suffering soul
yang begitu yang paling menderita itulah yang paling diselamatkan
oleh seorang sadhu vaishnava they come down here from spiritual world to deliver suffering soul they are wandering here so sadhu is wandering here do you understand so you can see him. you can get him you can deal with him with love and affection easy
itu sangat mudah sekali dilakukan.
Isn't it?
Tidak kan demikian.
But you cannot see Supreme Lord Krishna.
Tetapi kamu tidak bisa
melihat. Cannot get him. How can you deal with Krishna with love and affection? But you can see a sadhu.
If
you are fortunate.
Kamu sungguh-sungguh beruntung.
If you are fortunate, you can see a sadhu. A devotee of Krishna.
Sri Krishna yang sangat
wandering here. He wanders throughout the world. He wanders throughout the world. Yes, everywhere he goes. Yes. And Bhagavan Bhakta Vatsala. Very dear to his devotee.
Dear sangat sayang sekali kepada para penyembah beliau.
Therefore,
karena itu,
Krishna, Bhagavan,
Sri Krishna, Tuhan yang Maha Esa,
appears here in the form of sadhu.
Muncul di dunia ini dalam bentuk sebagai seorang sadhu guru.
Bhagavan appears here in the form of sadhu. Krishna jadi kripa karen kon bhagyavane. Guru antarjami rupe sikhaya apone. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna jadi kripa karen kon bhagyavane. Guru antarjami rupe sikhaya apone. Guru rupe Krishna kripa karen bhaktajane. Isn't it? This is Guru Tattva. Guru is bhakta, intimate devotee of Krishna. If Krishna showers his mercy on a bhagyavan jiva, fortunate jiva, then he appears in the form of guru before him. And
inilah.
Teaches him sranagati, teaches him sranagati.
Guru
rupe Krishna krupa korin bhakta jane. In the form of guru, Krishna showers his mercy. Therefore, sadhu guru is the embodiment of Krishna krupa. And you should understand.
Jadi kamu semua hendaknya mengerti dengan baik.
In Bharat Bhumi, it's very easy to get sadhu.
Karena
Bharat is Lila Pitha Bhagavan.
Karena Bharat adalah Lila Pitha Bhagavan.
Understand? Bhagavan's place where Bhagavan manifests is Lila. In Bharat Bhumi. Understand? Whatever incarnations that come in past, whatever incarnations will come in future, everything, they will come in Bharat Bhumi. Yeah. They will come in Bharat, none other part of the world. Bhagavan mentioned in Veda, Sadhu, Shastra, Shastra.
Vedic literature. Vedic literature.
Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumi te manusya janma hiladar, janma sarthak karo paro upakar. Manusya janma, human birth is rare. But one was gotten human birth in Bharat Bhumi. Very, very fortunate.
Itu sungguh-sungguh sangat beruntung sekali.
Isn't it? Not gotten birth in Australia, New Zealand. Then Pastor Bali. Bharat Bhumi te manusya janma hiladar, janma sarthak kari karo. Why Mahaprabhu said? Was gotten human birth in Bharat Bhumi.
Kalau seorang memperoleh kesempatan lahir sebagai manusia di Bharat Bhumi.
Very fortunate.
Itu semua.
He must develop complete Krishna consciousness, make his life successful, then do good to others, go out and preach. And inculcate Krishna consciousness on others, that is doing good. He will do it. Mahaprabhu's words, isn't it? They should do. So,
jadi,
we are unfortunately ill-fated. Hatabhaga. Hatabhaga. ill-fated. We are ill-fated, hatabhaga, durbhaga. Though such opportunities are available, but we are not taking such opportunity. Missing opportunity. Yeah, we are missing, isn't it? We are always thinking how to get more and more, more and more material enjoyment. Soya bhoga. Understand? We think that is the requirement. Yeah. Those are ill-fated, hatabhaga, durbhaga, they cannot think about. Only requirement is sadhu sangha. They cannot think of. In heavenly planet, you see, so much abundance of material and these demigods are puffed up, proud, therefore they cannot get opportunity of sadhu sangha, though sadhu moves there. It is very easily available here in this our planet. Do you understand? And who is fortunate? He gets the opportunity of sadhu sangha. Then his good fortune arises. Good fortune arises. That is bhogpala. What is it? Bhogpala is finished now. What is it?
Fruit of enjoyment
is finished now. Yeah. There is no doubt in it. There is no peace in bhoga. Peace there? In enjoyment, material enjoyment? Cannot sleep at night! Bhogi cannot sleep at night. He sleeps at night? No. The captain, take them! Take away my hard-earned money, wealth, asset, so many materialistic thoughts coming to his mind. His mind is haunted with so many materialistic thoughts. Nana manartha dhiya kena bhogno nidra. Nana manartha dhiya kena bhogno nidra. Ahaniya prasartha karana nisi nisoyana. Whole day, from dawn to dusk, toiling hard like us. Money. Brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Then coming back from his business field or job or office, whatever job, it's all job. Office. Coming back to his house to sleep, but cannot sleep. So many thoughts come. Very much attached to his home and heart, hard and money, asset, wealth. Always fearful of losing it. Losing. Dakayat will come, thief will come, take away. Government people will come, levy taxes on him, exploit him, isn't it? Political leaders will exploit him. These all fears are there. He has kept dog. Alsatian dog. To guard his property, wealth, his treasury during night time. How can he sleep? Little sleep comes. Then dog bark. Baba! Hey! Dakat game! Where is peace? There's no peace, Baba. No peace. Bhogi. Three types of person cannot sleep. Yogi, Rogi, Bhogi.
Yogi, Rogi and Bhogi.
Bhogi. You understand? Who does yoga sadhana, he cannot sleep. Rogi, who has chronic disease, getting pain, say colic, colic pain. Apparently, jogi, rogi, bhogi. Bhogi, a mental sleep person, wants enjoyment, mental, he can't sleep at night. Therefore, bhogi is our swarthapara, very selfish, isn't it? These mental sleep persons are very selfish. Yes, they put others in difficulty, isn't it? And want to enjoy.
Yes.
But jnanis, they are cheaters. Jnanis are cheaters.
Yeah. You understand?
They cheat others and they themselves become cheated. But Vaishnavas, sadhus, premi bhaktas, they love Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, and they love one and all because they see Bhagavad Sambandha, because they see the relationship with the Lord. Every jiva has perfect, eternal, loving relationship with the Lord. Their vision is such, sadhu, Vaishnava. They love all jivas because Krishna is jiva. Krishna is the object of my love. Krishna is the object of my love and is the jiva. Then he loves. Tuck, 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 tuck. Yes. You understand? So such a sadhu, Vaishnava, premi, bhakta, one who loves Supreme Lord Krishna, only he can love one and all. All jivas, all God created things. Yeah. Bhagavad Srishta Vastu. They see everything here. These are all paraphernalia for Krishna's enjoyment. Understand? Therefore, they utilize everything in Krishna's service. Yes. Such is Vaishnava. Many unlimited things are there. The song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song from Gita Mala, Jamun Baba Vali. Hare Tomaro Jesu Dhobhakto. Hariye tomaro Jesu dhobhakto, tomate se anurakto, tomaro Jesu dhobhakto, tomate se anurakto, bhukti mukti tuchha kari jane. ভবো বারে দেখাইতে তব চিরাকার শিবৈভব তৃণ বলি অন্য সুখ মানে তৃণ বলি অন্য সুখ মানে সব ভক্তের সঙ্গে লীলা কর নানা রঙ্গে সব ভক্তের সঙ্গে লীলা কর নানা রঙ্গে বিরহস হিতে না পার বিরহস Sanasana. তোমারও যে সুধ ভক্ত তোমাতে সে অনুরক্ত ভুক্তি মুক্তি তুচ্ছ করি না ও লর্ড হরি হু ইজ ইউর পিওর ডিভোটি ইজ কনস্ট্যান্টলি অ্যাটাচড টু ইউ হি কিক্স ভুক্তি অ্যান্ড মুক্তি মেটেরিয়াল এনজয়মেন্ট অ্যান্ড লিবারেশন কিক্স কিক্স গেট আউট গেট আউট গেট আউট ফ্রম হিয়ার বারে ক দেখিতে তব চিদাকার শ্রী বৈভব তৃণ বলি অন্য সুখ মানে হি সিজ ইউর ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ফর্ম ইভেন ইফ হি সিজ ওয়ান্স বারে ক মিন্স ওয়ান্স ইউর ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ফর্ম অ্যান্ড ইউর স্পিরিচুয়াল অপুলেন্স বৈভব ইমিডিয়েটলি ভুক্তি মুক্তি মেটেরিয়াল এনজয়মেন্ট মেটেরিয়াল লিবারেশন
অ্যান্ড
এনগেজেস হিমসেলফ ইন ইউর লাভিং
সার্ভিস
ইন ইউর লাভিং সার্ভিস ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড For him, this material enjoyment and Brahma Sukha, what is that? To merge into Brahma, get Brahmananda, is very, very insignificant. Understand? Very, very insignificant. They are like straw lying on the road. They are very dear to you, O Lord Hari. You cannot keep yourself separate from them. You cannot tolerate their separation. You are always with such premi bhaktas. Premi bhakta, always with such premi bhakta, and you always...
Do
all your lila
with him,
yes, isn't it? Kripa kariya kinchane dekhao mahatma gane sadhu bina goti vaya. Oh Lord Hari, please.
Oh Tuhan ku Sri Hari, mohon.
Sawar mercy on me. I am crying. I am crying for your lotus feet. How can I get it without sadhu sangha? Sadhu bina goti nahi aap. Without sadhu sangha, without translation, sadhu. I cannot approach your lotus feet. Oh Lord Hari, please. Show me your such dear devotee, Mahatma Sadhu.
Understand? Berikanlah Mahatma Sadhu itu kepada hamba.
সে ভক্ত চরণ ধন কবে পাব দর্শন শুধিব আমার দুষ্ট বল ওয়েন দ্যাট গুড মুভমেন্ট উইল কাম অপরচুন
pada saat hari yang sangat beruntung itu datang.
Fortune moment, huh? Fortune moment will come. I'll see the beautiful lotus feet of Sadvastha.
Memperoleh kesempatan untuk melihat kaki Padma yang sangat indah dari seorang premi bhakta.
Premi bhakta, I'll have darshan of the lotus feet of Sadvastha. Premi bhakta.
Memperoleh kesempatan untuk melihat dan darshan.
Get an opportunity to associate with him.
Memperoleh keberuntungan untuk bergaul dengan beliau.
Thereby.
Dengan
I'll cleanse my contaminated heart, mind, consciousness.
Menyucikan hati, pikiran hamba yang penuh dengan kecemaran-kecemaran material.
My mind dusta, stupid mind.
Pikiran saya dengan kebohongan dan kebodohan.
Dusta mana? Stupid mind. My mind
pikiran
is stupid.
Bodoh sekali.
Disobedience, stubborn.
Pikiran saya sangat keras dan sama sekali tidak dapat ditundukkan.
Only by the association of such.
Hanya dengan melalui pergaulan.
Dear devotee of yours.
Anda yang sangat anda cintai itu.
Premi bhakta.
Seorang premi bhakta.
My mad mind will be
pacified. Akan dapat ditenangkan.
Cleansed.
Dapat
disciplined. Yes.
Kembali menjadi pemulung.
Understand? Bhakti Vinoda Bhani Krupa Hove Jatakhane Mahatmar Hove Darsha. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur says, when such mercy will be available, then I would have the darshan of such a Mahatma.
Maka barulah saya memperoleh kesempatan untuk darshan, untuk bertemu dengan seorang Vaisnava yang agung seperti itu.
Without the mercy of a sadhu, Vaisnava Mahatma.
Dari seorang sadhu, Mahatma, Vaisnava yang agung itu.
Without the mercy of Lord Hari Krishna.
Karunia dari Sri Hari, dari Sri Krishna.
I cannot.
Hamba tidak akan mungkin.
Darshan of such sadhu and Mahatma.
Memperoleh darshan dengan seorang Mahatma ataupun sadhu yang agung seperti itu.
So, crying heart, Bhakti Vinod.
Menangislah di dalam hati. Menangislah di dalam hatinya,
Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur begs mercy of Lord Hari.
Memohon karunia dari Sri Hari.
You understand? And mercy of his dear devotee.
Dan karunia dan penyembah beliau yang murni.
To have the darshan of such Mahatma. Because this is the only boon.
Inilah satu-satunya karunia, hadiah yang tidak
terdapat. Rarely achieved human being.
Manusia yang sangat jarang sekali diperoleh.
No other boon is there.
Tidak ada karunia yang lebih tinggi dari ini.
Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Ananta koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Bhagavata Kathamrita ki jai. Bhagavata Kathamrita rasa pipas bhakta vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premananda ki jai.
Vaishnava Mahatma Sri Srimad Srila Bhargavinda Swami Maharaj Gurudeva ki jai.
Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai.